Proverbs. I don't actually have a reading, but you can open to the book of Proverbs and keep your finger there. We will cover a lot of verses, many verses, so you might not be able to follow along that quickly, but you have the outline. I think if you don't have one, you can. There may be some available. Does anyone not have an outline? Just the other side of the... Okay. My parents, maybe. There we go. Good. Okay. We'll just wait one moment here. We're looking this evening at the topic of the fear of the Lord. Do you have a definition in your mind as we begin this? Perhaps you have an idea of how to describe what the fear of the Lord is. Well, this is going to be quite an in-depth study of the fear of the Lord from Scripture, but especially in Proverbs. Great, thank you, Karen. Let's start with prayer as we come to this study. Father, our God, we thank you for the great wisdom that is available to us in your book from beginning to end. And we know that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And here we are seeking you to teach us how to be wise. And so we're trusting in you, Lord, that your Spirit will be at work, that we might go from here being equipped to know what is the path of wisdom in the fear of the Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. It's working. Not the fear of the Lord, but just plain fear is on the rise today. If you read the news or if you watch the news, perhaps you have experienced some fear. And fear from particularly terrorism that seems to be getting closer to us here. Does that cause fear with any of us? I think it should. There should be some healthy fear. But we're reminded of what Jesus said about fear, fearing the violence of men. Do not fear him who can kill the body, but fear him who can kill both body and soul in hell. And who is that? That is God. Fear him. Now, fear tends to be a negative emotion, a negative thought. Even some people will see it being sinful. But Scripture is clear that the pious, the religious, are people who fear the Lord. It's actually commanded in Scripture, throughout Scripture, to fear the Lord. Psalm 128, verse 1 says, "Blessed are the ones who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to Him." Maybe you've heard the fear of the Lord as reverence or respect of the Lord. And that is true. There's a reverential awe when we fear the Lord, but there's so much more to learn today about the fear of the Lord. Before we get into our definition of the fear of the Lord in Proverbs, we're going to look at Scriptures apart outside of Proverbs to understand the fear of the Lord. So follow along with your outline there. What is the fear of the Lord? The first is being wise. Being wise. Psalm 111, verse 10. It is showing us the necessity to have wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow His precepts have good understanding. So the fear of God, the fear of the Lord, is foundational in true wisdom. And all other types of learning are worthless to any of us unless it's built upon this fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. The second is being kind. Caring for the foreigner and disadvantaged that are around us. That is evidence of fearing the Lord. Listen to this. Leviticus 19:14. Do not curse the deaf and put a stumbling block in front of the blind, but fear the Lord. Children, if you meet someone who cannot hear you, do you think you can say anything you want, even something that's bad to that person, even though they can't hear you? Who hears you? If you have the fear of the Lord, even with a deaf person, you will be careful what you say. If you see a blind person wanting to walk across the street and needing help, would you pass by and that person won't see you? They're blind, but the one who fears the Lord is going to care for that person in need. So serving the disadvantaged is one who has, knowing that the eye of the Lord is upon them, it shows fear of the Lord. Deuteronomy 10, 18 to 20. Again, the same theme. He executes justice for the orphan. This is the Lord executing justice for the orphan and the widow and showing love for the alien, giving him food and clothing. So, show your love for the alien. For you are aliens in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. As the Lord cares for the orphan and the widow and the foreigner, those who fear the Lord will also do the same. The Lord's character as a merciful father to the oppressed will be emulated by those who fear the Lord and want to be like him. So that's the second. Now third, fear the Lord is being in awe. God performs mighty deeds, great works before our eyes. We respond with the fear of the Lord. Exodus 14:31, when the Israelites saw the mighty hand of the Lord displayed against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord and put their trust in him. The great deliverances, even this afternoon with our brother Aubrey, the deliverance of the Lord in his life that we saw before our eyes, that should bring the fear of the Lord and be in awe of what God has done in saving him today. Fearing the Lord and trusting him to do great things, greater things. Even the greatest thing of all is what? Our salvation. Being in awe of our salvation, and in so doing, fear the Lord. Fourthly, being faithful. Those who are faithful fear the Lord. And this is a gift from the Lord, where the Lord provides the fear of him as a gift, where we might desire to please him and be loyal to him. Jeremiah 32, verse 40 says, I will make with him an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them, and I will put the fear of the Lord in their hearts. Hear that. The Lord puts fear of him in our hearts so that we might turn to him. So the fear of the Lord's frown keeps us seeking his smile and his covenant blessings to flow to us. Fearing the Lord in that way, to be faithful to him. Fifthly, being holy. And there's a New Testament verse here, if you think that it's all in the Old Testament. The purification of all parts of our lives is brought through reverent obedience. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Since we have these promises, the promise prior to that in verse chapter 6 is that the Lord would dwell with his people. And so it says, Beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from every defilement of body and spirit, bringing holiness to completion in the fear of God. The fear of God motivating us to be holy. So God's all-seeing, God's all-knowing presence is our motivation for us to live holy lives before him, that we might become like him. Number six, avoiding evil. Job was a great example of this. It says, Job chapter 1, verse 1, in the land of Uz, which I found out maybe the proper spelling, pronunciation. We watched a documentary recently. You should watch it. It's called Genesis History. It's on Netflix. And the scholar pronounced it Uz, not Uz. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Blameless man who kept himself, his feet, his eyes from evil, even his eyes. Chapter 31, verse 1, it says, I have made a covenant with God that I might not look on a young woman. There's Job who feared God, avoiding evil. That's the fear of the Lord. Number 7, ruling justly. Qualifications for righteous leaders is a fear of the Lord. Exodus 18, verse 21. The Lord commanded Moses, select capable people from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy, who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them, these people, as officials. So, for example, those who cheat on their taxes, those who pull strings to get a contract or a job, or are involved in these get-rich schemes, they do not understand the fear of the Lord. they should never be entrusted with leadership. But those who rule justly, they are the ones who are fearing the Lord. This word, yirah in Hebrew, is found throughout the Bible 44 times. And having studied now these verses, we will come to the book of Proverbs. Before we do that, here's a definition that I found of the fearing of the Lord to submit to you. The fear of the Lord is the continual awareness that our loving Father is present, watching over us in everything we think, say, or do. Let me read it again. The fear of the Lord is a continual awareness of our loving Father and His presence watching over everything we think, say, and do. Let's look at the book of Proverbs and what it says of this topic, the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is found, this phrase, 15 times in the book of Proverbs. And we will organize these verses into three categories. The first is the definition of the fear of the Lord. Again, here we have these words. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 1, verse 7. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Proverbs 9, 10 says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. This is a maximum in the Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. What does that mean? It means that it's the starting point. That we cannot even begin to acquire wisdom and to be wise unless we begin with this fear of the Lord. It's, for example, like our lives. If it were to be on a track, the starting line is the fear of the Lord. And it continues. The track itself is the fear of the Lord. It's the ground in which we run that race. Fearing the Lord from the beginning to the end. It's the beginning of wisdom. Now, secondly, hating evil. That's another definition of the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 8:13 says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech. So the fearing of the Lord calibrates our hearts to the things that the Lord loves and the things that the Lord hates. And what is it that the Lord hates? Pride, arrogance, corrupt behavior, and perverse speech. And so when we fear the Lord, we calibrate ourselves, we align ourselves with what God loves and what God hates. That's fearing Him. Also in Luke 16, verse 15. Sorry, that's not in the Proverbs, but it's related. What is exact... that verse here. What is exactly among men... exalted among men is an abomination in the sight of God. I put that in there because we wanted to know what is it that God hates. The things that are exalted among men is an abomination to the Lord. I read that a few days ago and I thought, that is incredible. What are the things that I love that are in this world that God hates about in this world? What's an abomination to Him? Because the things that the world loves, you don't always think that these are the things that the Lord hates. So aligning ourselves with the things that God hates and the things that God loves. And it should cause us to fear and a lot and examine our loves in life. But also in Proverbs 3, 7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. Shunning evil, hating evil, not being wise in our own eyes. Pride itself shows itself in being wise in our own estimation, or our own opinion, or being impressed with ourselves. That is pride. What is your opinion of yourself? What do you think of yourself? Galatians 6:3 says of any of us, if anyone thinks that they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. It's like children, we are zeros. We are zeros. We are nothing. And yet, pride exalts ourselves to think that we have something, that we are wise in something, or we have opinions, or we're impressed with ourselves. The fear of the Lord is to turn away from that evil pride and arrogance. Thirdly, fear the Lord is loving knowledge. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 20 onward, we learn about how wisdom calls out to the simple ones, to the foolish, the scoffers who hate knowledge. And then we get to verse 28 and verse 29. It says, "Then they will call to me, and I will answer." And what will the Lord do to these scoffers and these fools, those simple ones? What will He do? It says that they will look for me and will not find me, since they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. He will scoff at them, and they will not find Him. These people who hate knowledge and do not choose the fear of the Lord. Hating knowledge here is choosing not to fear the Lord. And the opposite is true, that if we choose to fear the Lord, we love knowledge. That's what we learn from this. Knowledge is from the Lord. Remember, knowledge is not simply knowing about facts. We looked at that last week. But having a correct understanding of God's truth in His Word and in the world. Fear the Lord shows itself in how hungry you are to grow in that knowledge. Loving knowledge. Do you love knowledge? Not to acquire knowledge to be proud of what you know, but to acquire it leading to wisdom and the fear of the Lord. Fourthly, humility. Definition of fear of the Lord is also humility. Proverbs 22:4. Humility is the fear of the Lord. Its wages are riches and honor and life. Humility is the fear of the Lord. What is humility? Humility is a heart attitude. It is lowliness of mind. Quoting from the New Testament, 1 Peter 5:6. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. That's humility. Subordinating ourselves under the sovereign God as unworthy recipients of anything good from Him. Anyone who says that they are humble, have you ever heard someone talk about their humility? They're obviously not getting it. Ask someone else whether you're a humble person, that you are characterized as a humble person. And they will tell you, maybe we're in areas in your life where there are blind spots and you do not see that you are being proud and arrogant. Humility is fearing the Lord. Those are four definitions. Simply, the fear of the Lord is. The fear of the Lord is wisdom. The beginning of wisdom. Hating evil, loving knowledge, and humility. Let's look at how to acquire the fear of the Lord. We cry out and look for it. Cry out and look for it. Proverbs 2, verses 3 to 5. If you call out for wisdom and cry aloud for understanding, if you look for it as silver and search for it as hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find wisdom, the wisdom of God. You see the effort that is involved in understanding the fear of the Lord and finding knowledge? Cry out, look for it, search for it as hidden treasure. An undisciplined Christian, a lukewarm Christian, doesn't acquire the fear of the Lord because they're not searching for it. They're not seeking it. Instead, the wise person, in contrast, the wise person in Christ understands the fear of the Lord is a hidden treasure to seek out and to find out, as it is this wisdom. Actively, persistently pursuing that treasure until they find that knowledge of God. Crying out for it, looking for it. Secondly, being zealous. This is how we acquire it. Being zealous. Proverbs 23:17. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but always be zealous for the fear of the Lord. What is envy? Envy and jealousy are very similar, but envy is this particularly, is the feeling of discontentment and resentment as we long for what someone else has or what someone else is. Wanting to be that person, to have those gifts, or to have what that person has, that's envy. And that happens when we compare ourselves with others and what we have that other people have. And the antidote to that is be zealous. The antidote for envy is be zealous for the fear of the Lord. To persevere as we being persevere in being focused on pleasing the Lord, not on what others have that you don't have. If you focus on the Lord, pleasing Him, being zealous for the fear of the Lord, you will not struggle with envy. I get discouraged myself looking at other people's gifts. I compare myself with them and their talents and their intelligence or whatever that is. And maybe you do as well. That's envy. And yet if you focus on serving the Lord and fearing Him as you do, those feelings of envy will vanish away. Being faithful, being zealous in your calling, serving the Lord with all that you have. So we looked at the definition of the fearing of the Lord in Proverbs, how to acquire the fear of the Lord, crying out, looking for it, and then being zealous. Now the benefits, extending benefits, hearing the benefits of fearing the Lord. The first is a long life. A long life. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord adds length to life, but the years of the wicked are cut short. Remember, Proverbs are not promises. But what we see here is these words. How does the fear of the Lord prolong life and the wicked shorten life? It's not a promise, since it doesn't always work out that way for God's people. But it's a principle. The wise and foolish and how they live their lives, their lifestyle has consequences. We reap what we sow. Physically, spiritually. But those who fear the Lord, however, they will have a pattern of wise living regarding all aspects of their lives, whether their finances, their health, their relationships, and all of that wise living yields rewards. And so we have the fear of the Lord adds length to life, but years of the wicked are cut short. Lengthen life. Secondly, another benefit is security. Security. Proverbs 14, verses 26 to 27. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and for their children it will be a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning a person from the snares of death. We hear these words in verse 26. Whoever fears the Lord has a secure fortress, and their children will be a refuge. So parents, as you fear God, you can have strong confidence that the Lord will provide for you the safest place for your children, a refuge for your children, as you fear Him. In verse 27, anyone who fears the Lord is a fountain of life. That in you, you become a fountain of life. You give life, helping people, your children, helping others, to divert, redirect them from the snares of death. How do you do that? You speak the word of life to them. If they're ensnared in sin, you can help redirect their lives that from this life that leads to death. So let us be confident that the Lord will protect our children from the snares of death, but also that we can be a fountain of life for others to redirect them back on the path of life. Thirdly, contentment. Another benefit of the fear of the Lord, contentment. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Then one rests content, untouched by trouble. In the New American Standard Version of the Bible, it says, the fear of the Lord leads to life so that one may sleep satisfied. Sleep satisfied. How do you sleep at night? Are you filled with worries and anxieties about the past or the future? And here we have a promise. Those who fear the Lord will receive the benefit of a good sleep. And I know there are other things that are involved in poor sleeps, but here we have the one who fears the Lord will sleep satisfied. resting our heads on our pillows, content with God's provision and God's protection. When you sleep tonight, remind yourself, as you fear the Lord, that you can be content in what God has given you and how He's with you, protecting you. Proverbs 15:16. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Here's a contrast of someone who has very little, who is poor, and one who has great wealth. And which one is better? The one who fears the Lord who has little, that makes all the difference. Even if your money is tight, but if you're content and you're trusting in the Lord, then you have the abundance of one who is spiritually rich and without this inner turmoil that the wealthy people have so often, anxious about so many things in this life. So better a little with the fear of the Lord than great wealth with turmoil. Fourthly, benefit here, honor, honor. Proverbs 15:33, wisdom's instruction is the fear of the Lord, and humility comes before honor, honor. The fear of the Lord teaches wisdom, which produces humility. And the reward of humility is honor. Those who humble themselves will in due time be exalted. They will be honored by the Lord. Proverbs 22:4 says, humility is the fear of the Lord. We looked at this already. And here's the benefit. Its wages are riches and honor and life. There are three benefits there. Riches, honor, and life. Threefold, wealth, honor, and life. These benefits are given to motivate us. I hope they are motivating to you as they are to me. A truly humble person will not seek these things out in the end, but will keep focusing on pleasing the Lord, and the Lord Himself will shower these blessings. Wealth, honor, and life. Finally, number five, evil is avoided. Benefit of the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. Covenant children, you grow up in your homes and you have a testimony, the greatest testimony of all, that you have avoided much evil in this world. You might hear testimonies of other people that talk about how they lived most of their lives in the world, and you might think that's a great testimony, radical testimony. But here it is, the path of wisdom, evil is avoided, and that is a blessing to all of us. Proverbs 16:6, it says, through love and faithfulness sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. This is a difficult passage. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. What does that mean? Out of love and out of the faithfulness of God, our sin has been atoned for in Christ. It's been covered and forgiven through the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. That's the atonement that has been made for us. And the right response to Christ's sacrificial death for us is fearing the Lord. And the benefit that comes to us is that we will avoid evil, because Christ will help us to keep us from continuing in the sin that He died for. When we look to Christ and thank Him for the grace that is in Him, we will not continue in sin. We will respond to that grace. If you have realized that perhaps you, with all of these definitions of the fear of the Lord, that you may not have been fearing Him in some of these areas, this is the Word of God. You take this home, look at those scriptures, study them on your own. They are wisdom to you. So what if you have seen that you have not been fearing certain areas? First of all, we do this. We recognize the Lord in all of this. That the Lord who watches over in love, He is a merciful Father. He knows us fully in our sin. He knows when we're not fearing Him. And yet in love, He offers forgiveness to all those who would look to Him. Even with all of our sin, He will forgive through His Son, Jesus Christ. He has made that sacrifice available to all of us. And in Him, in trusting in Him, in reverencing Him, in obeying Him, there is the fear of Him in response. So what is the fear of the Lord? It is all of these things. And continue to search the Scriptures, the hidden treasures of the Scriptures, that you might know how to fear the Lord. Let's pray together. Father, we thank you for these words, words of wisdom, words that point to us that you are the one to fear, not any man, but to fear you alone. Help us, Father, this week as we seek to put these words, these truths into practice in our lives, and that we might be growing in wisdom in the fear of you, to your honor and glory. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.